Blog Talk Radio.
The following presentation is a production of God Allows U-Turns, There's Life After Drugs, Lakeland, Florida.
Hey, man, that's not fair. But what is in life? None of us get out of this alive. So treat your fellow man as good as you can and try to survive. Life goes by in the blink of an eye. But when you are young, we think life is eternal. But in the end, we all die. So now that you know that you're going to die, what will you do with your life? Get high? Go ahead, brother. Get high tonight. Soar like a bird. Get high as a kite. And when your feet finally touch the ground and all of the family and friends that you loved have vanished from sight on the wings of a dove, hey, man, that's not fair. But what is in life? Most of us want to be good, and we do the best that we can. But we are the few, so beware of the others out there, the ones who get high, hate life, and don't care. Bad people will take from us when we close our eyes. So use your ears and always be wise. I watched the news just the other day. A good person died in the most horrible way. Hey, man, that's not fair. But what is in life? So try to be good and do something right. For the angel of death could come take you. And that's not fair about, what's fair about that? Not a damn thing. Hello and welcome to There's Life After Drugs Radio. I'm your host of the Eyewitness, Del Garrett. And before I begin our show, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors who make our shows possible each week. The Shores Treatment Recovery Program is located in Point St. Lucie, Florida, and they treat the clients as a whole person, so they know that the mind, body, and spirit are all delicately intertwined. And at the Shores, you're not treated as a billing number or a diagnosis, but rather as a whole person whose life has a meaningful story. Now at the Shores, each client has their own complex and unique needs, so we personalize our treatment programs for the client. For we know that the cookie-cutter approach doesn't offer the best chance of recovery. Relaxation and recreation are the key elements at the Shores, for it's well known that having fun during treatment releases endorphins and aids in relaxation. Here at the Shores, our location near the beach offers the perfect environment for detox and rehab. Having personal service is also a key factor, and we also value modern, clinically advanced treatment. Not only do we keep up on all the new techniques, our expert staff continues training throughout the time at the Shores to make sure that they are as up-to-date as possible. Now, treatment options offered at the Shores include medical acupuncture, neurotransmitter replacement therapy, chiropractic care, neurofeedback massage therapy, EMDR, 12-step spiritual programs, play therapy, art therapy, music therapy, life skills classes, and more. Perhaps the most important part about the Shores Treatment and Recovery Program is the community we have fostered between our staff and the clients. Now, our team of highly qualified addiction specialists are able to offer personalized treatment in small caseloads. Team members have several areas of technical specialty, and continued training keeps our skills sharp. However, without our clients, our community would be incomplete. Our clients come from a broad spectrum of backgrounds with diverse life stories. So at the Shores, you can count on finding a welcoming community in which to grow, develop, and get healthy. So for further information, please contact our admissions office at 772-577-0078, or you can click on the link at the bottom of the page post, and it will take you directly to the Shores. Okay, so once again, welcome to the Eyewitness. My name is Del Garrett, and tonight we're going to be talking about a very touchy subject that has been really terrorizing our communities here lately. Now, I'm talking about synthetic marijuana, more commonly known as K2 spice, and bath salts. Now, bath salts have been around for centuries. Hippocrates touted the healing powers of seawater bath salts in his writings, and during the Renaissance, Paracelsus recommended that patients suffering from skin diseases or itching take a dip in a salt bath, hip water, to ease the symptoms. But nowadays, bath salts can often be found on the shelves of department and specialty stores. So what are bath salts? Now, bath salts used to be small, harmless granules that people tossed into their bath water to enhance their bathing experience. The crystalline rocks were salts that would then dissolve and release a therapeutic combination of minerals and oils and fragrances. But these are not bath salts of today. Oh, no. Other than the fact that the phrase bath salts appears on the packaging, modern bath salts have very little in common with the bath salts of the past. Not only are the appearance and ingredients and price difference, but the use of the product itself is drastically different. And surprisingly, modern bath salts are some of the most dangerous designer drugs in existence, but yet they can be easily purchased by practically anyone, anywhere in the world. So how is this possible? Now, many countries have laws which will state that it's illegal to create, possess, or even sell a substance that its intention is to replace a controlled substance or drug. And here in the United States, this issue is legislated through the Federal Analog Act, the controversial section of the United States Controlled Substances Act, which is enforced by the Department of Justice, Drug Enforcement Administration, better known as the DEA. Now, the Federal Analog Act gives authorities the power to treat any substance that is substantially similar to a Schedule I controlled substance, to be treated as if it was listed in that schedule. And to help illustrate this point, consider the following chemical. A has been determined by DEA to be illegal, resulting in the agency listing it as a Scheduled I substance. Now, here comes John Doe. He's a chemist who changes one of the molecules in chemical A. Now, thereby, by creating this new drug, he now calls it chemical B. Now, John knows that but the final product will be almost an exact replica of chemical A, with the exception that he has changed one little molecule. But still, he still proceeds to announce his creation of a legal replacement of chemical A to the world. But he's wrong, because chemical B is so similar to chemical A that the DEA can proceed to prosecute John Doe under the laws and statutes of the Federal Analog Act. And if he is found guilty, Mr. Doe would likely be headed to prison for a very long time. Okay, there's laws in place to control this so-called designer drug. So what's the big problem? The problem is that there are so many legal loopholes which prohibits the DEA from enforcing this law, and it all boils down to four little words: not for human consumption. And it's on every package of bath salts that has those four words on the label, and for a very good reason. And unfortunately, the Federal Analog Act of the United States can only apply to a substance intended for human consumption. And so bath salt manufacturers exploit this loophole to the fullest extent. And they label their harmful chemicals as bath salts, toss the standard not for human consumption disclaimer on the package, and then sell it to anyone who wants to buy them. Okay, why do they sell the products as bath salts? Why not just call the product chemical A and say it's not for human consumption? Now, the answer to that is not really clear, but it seems that the biggest reason for the product being called bath salts is because it's more difficult to prosecute someone for distributing harmful and potentially illegal product if it has a legitimate purpose. Take, for instance, keyboard dusters or popular household products that may help to illustrate this point. Now, abuse on these aerosol products among teenagers has increased sharply over the years. And in 2010, the abuse of keyboard dusters, as it was initiated by children as young as 12 years old, and they would inhale the fumes to experience a quick high. Now, the keyboard dusters were invented to facilitate a quick high and were created as a tool to blow air out of those hard-to-reach places in order to clear out the dust hiding within your keyboards. Now, that's obviously a legitimate purpose, so the product can be legally sold. So this is likely the reason why companies have labeled these so-called designer drugs bath salts. They need some kind of intended purpose for the product. And in this case, as long as the label indicates that the product contains bath salts and tells you to put the product in your bath water or not for human consumption. And so the manufacturer seller is off the hook, and they can take advantage of the same loophole that applies to easily abused products like keyboard dusters, glue, and paint. Now, here's a quotation from an anonymous CEO of the bath salt manufacturing companies. Our products clearly state that they are what they are and how they use them. We can't control the individual actions of our customers after an item is purchased. Come on, really? Do they think we're really that stupid? So, are all bath salts harmful? No. Real bath salts are not harmful if used as directed. But these designer drugs that are marketed as bath salts so they can be sold legally are very harmful. Okay, so bath salts or designer drugs, how can I tell the difference? Now, there's several different ways to distinguish legitimate bath salts from the harmful drugs that are just labeled as this, including visually checking them. Now, most of the harmful drugs have the texture of fine powder rather than the hard crystalline powder of true bath salts. So take time to read the label. And if the product has a very noticeable, not for human consumption disclaimer on the label, then it's probably not a true bath salt product. So investigate it before buying it. And ask somebody who works there at the reputable business dealing in bath supplies about the product you're interested in. Dump an internet search on it. And if you find a product in a number of online head shops, and these include also includes retail outlets that specialize in drug paraphernalia and new age herbs, then you're probably not dealing with true bath salts. So where do these bath salts come from? Today's bath salts all have one key thing in common. The majority of these drugs used to manufacture them are synthetic man-made chemicals, often produced in labs located in China or India. And the cheap labor laws and lack of regulations dealing with these types of chemicals make the labs in both countries quite attractive to bath salt manufacturers in the United States. And the chemicals are usually sold by the kilo. So the price per kilo can run anywhere from $5,000, depending on the product and quantity being purchased. So for those unfamiliar with the metric system, 1 kilo equals 1,000 grams. And if purchased directly from manufacturers in the United States, the same products can cost up to $10,000 per kilo. Okay, so how do the bath salts clear customs? Well, unfortunately, customs officials can only do so much. And remember, most of these chemicals are technically not illegal if they're marked for not for human consumption. And the chemical labs that ship them substances are well aware of the laws and somehow manage to stay one step ahead of the game. Now, many products are shipped with fake material safety data sheets, which by law must come to the potentially harmful substances entering the country. And some labs would even package the materials so that they look exactly like household products that are already sold on the store shelves, which makes the packaging appear as professional and harmless in every way as the real McCoy. So the only way the customs agents can tell the difference between the products is to open the sealed package and send a sample of the chemical to a lab analysis. And they simply don't have the time or resources to do this with every single package originating from China or India that contains a powdered substance. So what are the dangers with bath salts? Okay. You now know that drugs used in manufacturing bath salts are dangerous chemicals. However, you might not realize just how dangerous some of these chemicals can be. For instance, there are three major chemicals that have significantly contributed to the bath salt industry and which have been strangely problematic recently. The first one is real hard to say, so I'm just going to give you the abbreviation, which is MDPV. And the next ingredient is methephedra, and then methylone. Now, these chemicals were developed over 40 years ago, but have only recently taken the spotlight because of the controversial industry they're responsible for supplying. And all of these chemicals were created to mimic the effects of cocaine and or MDMA. Now, some of them are actually over 100 times as potent as their illegal counterparts. Now, did you know that on the street, MDMA in pill form is more commonly known as ecstasy, E, X, or XTC? Now, in crystalline or powder form, it's also called Molly, or Mandy. Now, to further help illustrate the potency of these chemicals, it's impossible to know what the exact dosing ranges are, and it's especially considering the lack of information and the fact that both drugs are illegal. So this comparison is for educational purposes only and should not be taken literally. Also, keep in mind that it's illegal to buy, sell, possess any type of drugs. So, with cocaine, a fatal dose could be 1.5 grams, but with MDPV, a fatal dose would only take 50 milligrams. Now, it should be noted that in the United States, that the three chemicals listed were temporarily banned by the DEA on October 7th of 2010. And less than one day after the DEA ban took effect, there were over 10 replacement products available. And many of these newer replacement products were just as dangerous as the ones that were banned. And in September of 2011, the DEA exercised its emergency scheduling authority to control the possession and or sale of these three chemicals. And the final order was published in the Federal Register on October 21st of 2011, granting a 12-month ban with the possibility to extend it for an additional 6 months. Even still, individual states, cities, and counties have taken it upon themselves to place much stricter and more specific bans on popular chemicals being used in bath salts in order to protect their citizens. And just as the DEA is unable to control the distribution or sale of bath salts labeled as not for human consumption, it can't control or manufacturing of or packaging of the product either. And that's because a product classified as not for human consumption doesn't fall under the same rules and regulations that apply to food and pharmaceutical goods. So as a result, bath salt manufacturers and packagers and distributors are not required to answer to the U.S. FDA or any other regulatory agency in the United States regarding in creating their products. So with no restrictions or guidelines in place, it's a very real possibility that these designer drugs are being manufactured or distributed in your own neighborhood right now. Okay, so just how are bath salts made? Well, to create bath salts, the manufacturer weighs the chemicals on a scale and then mixes them with whatever other substance they choose. And the other substance is usually very inexpensive and looks similar to the chemical. And this is commonly referred to as a filler or a cutter. And its main purpose is to reduce the potency and production cost of the finished product. So after the products are mixed together at a determined ratio, the bath salts are ready to be packaged. Now, they are typically packaged in bags, plastic jars, or vials, all of which can be easily obtained over the Internet. And the major players might opt to outsource the packaging process, while smaller companies usually prefer to operate in-house, hiring employees to put together the finished product. So regardless of the method, both options result in harmful drugs being packaged into thousands of units in a matter of days, and that's a scary thought. Now here's something that retailers and distributors don't know. Retailers and distributors of bath salts don't usually understand the kind of risk that they're assuming by selling these products. And they rarely ask the manufacturer or supplier about the legalities and risk involved. In fact, most of these companies probably don't know or simply don't even care about the risk involved. They just want to sell their product. And the reality is that anyone who sells bath salts can be exposed to product liability. And this means that if a customer purchases a product which subsequently causes them harm, the seller can be held accountable and faces serious legal action. And law enforcement agencies can also call a number of retailers that suggest to their customers that they consume bath salts rather than import them into their bathwater, compare the products to illicit drugs. So by suggesting this alone, the seller has committed a major crime, and if caught, retailers and distributors can face a felony prosecution. Okay, so let's talk about addiction abuse and overdosing on this whacked-out drug. Now, just as with heroin or methamphetamine, chemicals used in the manufacturing of bath salts are tremendously addictive and easily abused, and anyone who consumes bath salts faces a high probability of becoming addicted to them due to the lack of knowledge, because manufacturers don't have to disclose the exact ingredients used in bath salts. And consumers have no idea which drugs might be contained in the product or how potent they could be. And then the urge to redose. So when the experience by abusing bath salts fades, the users will get these urges to redose immediately. And these are also the leading factors that cause users to overdose on bath salt products. And another thing that consumers may not understand is that many of the drugs used in the manufacture of bath salts will remain in the user's system long after the symptoms have disappeared. And unfortunately, most who abuse these products don't even know that. And since consumers have no knowledge about which chemicals are used to make bath salts, They can't know how much of a risk they're taking each time they abuse one of these products. And even if the consumer does know that the chemicals are being used, they still don't have enough information about the substance to distinguish between a safe dose and one that is potentially fatal. So as I've said before, the drugs being used in many of today's popular bath salts can be 100 times more potent than cocaine. Okay, how about some horror stories? Because with the popularity of bath salts products on the rise, there has been a steady increase in the number of horror stories shared by law enforcement officers and paramedics who have to deal with the after effects of use. And the stories I'm about to tell you are 100% true. Now, this first one really gets to me because, unfortunately, it's the same date as my birthday. So on April 22nd of 2011, the Seattle Times reported a story about a man who, after a high-speed chase, the police had murdered his wife before killing himself in the man's home. The police discovered their deceased 5-year-old son who had been suffocated. Bath salts were found in the man's home and car, as well as in his pockets. Next, we have a man accused of wife beating and blaming his bath salts. And he gets a plea deal on December 6, 2011. The Marietta Times reported that a 32-year-old man accused of beating his wife to the point of unconsciousness and then reviving her by throwing water at her so he could continue his assault is on his way to prison for 42 months. The man claims to have been using bath salts during the week before the incident and has been facing charges including attempted murder and domestic violence and was facing up to 40 years in prison. And the victim said she was satisfied with the outcome of the case. And yeah, this is a good one. West Virginia goat killer, high on bath salts, has been charged with animal cruelty in a case that can only be described as bizarre. According to the Charleston Gazette, a man received a call from his neighbor who told him that his aunt's pygmy goat, a gift for her 4-year-old grandson, had been spotted outside the teen's house and suggested that he go retrieve the animal. The man, along with two of his friends, let themselves into the teen's home in an attempt to locate the goat, but couldn't find it. They got to the teen's bedroom door and they knocked. The teen responded, telling them not to come in because he was naked. But the men opened the door anyway. And once inside, they found the teen standing there with his pants down, wearing a bra and panties. Blood was splattered everywhere. And on the floor, they spotted the missing goat, now dead after being stabbed at least once. And a few feet away from the goat, they found a photo from a pornographic magazine. And a veterinarian was commissioned to perform a necrosy, looking for any signs of sexual trauma. Now, the man claimed that he was high after a 3-day binge on bath salts. Jeez. Next one, I did watch a grandma. A 22-year-old man called in 911 in a panic, asking that police be sent to his home right away, and said, "I have a Bible in my right hand, and I've disconnected the wireless phone," he told the dispatcher. "I will be in my front yard with the Bible. Get the police here." So upon arrival, the police found a severely injured elderly woman laying face down in the front yard while the 22-year-old man stood there naked with a Bible and 2 empty packs of bath salts in his hand. The 85-year-old woman, his grandma, by the way, who had raised him since the 22-year-old man for his entire life, was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Now, the man is now facing felony charges, and against his recovering grandmother's wishes for nearly beating her to death, he told the police that he had no recollection of the incident and blamed his abuse of bath salts for acting insane. Wow. They just get worse and worse. Teens in convulsions, vomiting blood left in the yard. 2 14-year-old teens were rushed to the hospital on October 28th. 2011. A few hours later, after sneaking out of their homes to a party with 4 boys in Noblesville, Indiana, Fox 59 News reported after a night spent consuming alcohol and apparently smoking bath salts and K2 spice, The party ended abruptly around 5 a.m. when the boys dropped the two girls off in the front yard of one of their friends. And at the time, one of the girls was vomiting blood and in convulsions. Though the Indiana General Assembly outlawed both spice and bath salts on July 1st, 2011, they can still be obtained at gas stations and other convenience stores as long as the customer knows that the code word to ask for. Now, the mother of one of the girls summed up the dangers of it by saying, if you take PCP, LSD, heroin, and cocaine and put them all together in a ball, bath salts are worse. Authorities are still in cooperation with school administrators and working to track down the source of the drugs and the teams that provided them to the girls. So how about we talk about awareness? Yeah, we know we need to be aware of these places that are selling these harmful, dangerous drugs to our kids and stop turning our heads and looking the other way. So when you see something like this, you need to report it, because things like this that could very well be your own child who's next, who's in the emergency room about to die over this deadly drug. So in order to determine whether the manufacturer, distribution, or sale of bath salt is a problem in your area, or if current news stories are any indication that there is a good chance they are, you need to educate yourself, as well as your family and your friends. And one of the most dangerous issues with bath salts and other synthetic drugs is that they can be sold almost anywhere to almost anyone. Now, you're already aware of what these drugs are and what they're capable of doing, so now it's time to find out bath salts are a problem in your area. So you want to find out who's selling in your area. So here are some tips on some of the local places you should check to see if they're selling bath salts, including head shops, convenience stores, drive-thrus, gas stations, tobacco stores, and liquor stores. Now, some retailers, they're not going to display the bath salts on their shelves because they know that they're dangerous and considered borderline to legal authorities. So instead, they might hide them beneath the counter or in another area not visible to the customers. And this allows the business to sell the product to longtime customers with whom they've established trust, without worrying about the negative publicity normally cast on businesses bound to carry these drugs. Now, the Internet is another outlet where just about anyone can order bath salts and have them shipped directly to their house. So check out your local Craigslist by doing a simple search for bath salts, and it can reveal if someone in your area is distributing these harmful drugs. And just to give you an idea of some names to be on the alert for, here are some of the product names that they use to sell bath salts: Bombs, Bliss, Bloom, Blue Diamond, Blue Silk, Bolivian Bath, Bounce, Bubble Love, Bubbles, Charge Plus, Cloud 9, Crush, Drone, Dusted, Escobars, Euphoria, Fly, Gloom, Hurricane Charlie, Ivory Wave, Mojo Diamond, Ocean Snow, Scarface, White Dove, White Lightning, White Rush, Zoom, goes on and on. I mean, I could sit here all night with a list, but, I mean, it gets boring. So as you can see, there are so many names that they use to sell this product under. They can keep coming up with names, and so always be on the lookout. Now, you should also be on the lookout on how to spot addiction, because even though the main ingredients in bath salts are comparable to hardcore Schedule I substances, it doesn't mean that the people who use or abuse these products have any history of previous drug use. In fact, it appears that it's just the opposite. Many consumers who have abused bath salts said that they have first time tried the product as an experiment, and that they have never tried cocaine, ecstasy, or methamphetamines. And they incorrectly assumed that because the products are legal, that they must be mild in comparison to any real drug. But in reality, they've just experimented with a drug that's equally as dangerous and addictive as any Schedule I drug in the United States. So knowing what signs to look for will help you to identify whether someone you know has an addiction problem with bath salts. And some of the common symptoms include severe twitching, weight loss, aggressive or violent behavior, damage to the nose from snorting the salts, needle track marks on the arm or other areas of the body, mood changes, and loss of appetite. Now, symptoms of addiction aren't always apparent. So if you think that someone you know might be using bath salts or synthetic drugs, try looking in the trash or in their car or other places for empty bath salt packs. And you can also approach local businesses to see if they've been approached by someone looking to purchase bath salts by a friend or loved one. And even if the businesses say that they don't carry bath salts, the user would likely be able to obtain the products elsewhere. So negative responses from the store doesn't necessarily mean that there's still a problem. Addicts can adapt and find resources to feed their habit. So if you or anyone you know has experienced this problem with abuse, please call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline at 1-800-662-4357. Or contact the Shores Treatment and Recovery Center, and they will make sure that you receive the proper care and treatment that you deserve. And spread the word. The more people who are made aware of what bath salts truly are and what they're capable of, the better. The synthetic drug found in bath salts pose a huge risk to society, and they can destroy lives easier than most illegal drugs. And this is because many of them are completely legal, and consumers have no idea about the kind of risk they're taking by ingesting them. So educating your teenagers is very essential. For so many high school students that would never consider doing a real drug such as cocaine or ecstasy are now experimenting with bath salts. And because they're so addictive, the use can ultimately lead to a downward spiral of one's entire life, if not the loss of life itself. So parents also need to know the facts about bath salts. Now, an abuse problem is not easy to detect, but it helps to know the signs to look for. And local law enforcement agencies need all the help they can get to determine who the sellers are so they can help put a stop to the distribution of bath salts in your community. So encourage your teen to help tell you if they hear about someone involved in distribution. And reassure them that you will do all you can to keep their identity secret when reporting the activity to the police. Otherwise, they're most likely to keep the information to themselves. Talk about action. Sure. While it's true that there will be no way to control the instances of crime, addiction, injury, and death associated with the bath salt industry if these drugs continue to work their way into our communities, so action must be taken now to put an end to this ongoing epidemic. So where do we start? Okay. Before you start trying to save your city or state from dealing with the bath salt epidemic, there are several things you need to know. And don't expect support from everyone, for this is a very controversial topic, and not everyone believes bath salts are addictive and deadly. And store owners can make huge profits on these items, sometimes 400% or more. So the chance of you getting him to stop carrying bath salts simply by sharing what you know how dangerous they are is slim to none. And there will be others who just don't care. So expect to encounter people who don't want to listen to what you have to say, much less support your cause. But don't be discouraged. Just keep sharing what you know with the people that you meet. And just as the old saying goes, good things take time. Now, police usually have a lot on their plate, so while they no doubt support getting illegal drugs and those who distribute, sell, and manufacture them out of circulation, it doesn't mean that bath salts will become their number one priority. Now, city councils to pass bans, these bans should not be made overnight. If the city or council ban is going to pass, you want to be assured that their investigation into the issue is as in-depth as possible in order to prevent future loopholes from arising. Now, education is equally as important as legislation, so there's no need for you to focus all your efforts on approaching local police or trying to get the city or county to pass a ban on bath salts. And remember, there's countless drugs already out there that are illegal, such as marijuana, cocaine, and ecstasy, that don't mean that they're off the streets. Now, you can't necessarily stop people from doing these drugs overnight, but you can educate people who don't know anything about bath salts so that at least they'll know what the consequences are before they even consider experimenting with them. Now, many people who consume bath salts will state that they never considered trying any illegal substance like cocaine or ecstasy, mainly because they were aware of how dangerous they are. So if these people were to be properly informed about how dangerous these synthetic drugs and bath salts are, and how the ingredients can be 100 times more potent than cocaine, there's a good chance that they would never consider trying them. Okay? Who should you approach? And here's a list of people, groups, and agencies that you can approach for assistance in lowering the abuse of bath salts and synthetic drugs. Your local law enforcement. Now, if the police in your area haven't experienced problems with bath salts, tell them what you know about the threat that synthetic drugs pose. And if they are aware of bath salts, and most law enforcement agencies should be, approach them to find out what they're doing or planning to do in order to combat the problem in your area. Showing examples of how other law enforcement agents have approached the problem could also help. Go to council meetings and find out when your next city or council meeting is being held, and make it your goal to attend and inform, and bring others to support your cause to help get the point across. And the more people who show up concerned about this issue, the more likely that your council will make a priority to address it as soon as possible. And go to your school boards and share what you know about bath salts and synthetic drugs with your local school board, superintendent, and or principals. And once they're aware of the problem, they can then spread the word to the teachers, who can then immediately start educating their students about synthetic drugs and all of the risk involved. Now, some schools work in conjunction with the local police to teach drug awareness to their students. And they suggest that the dangers of bath salts be added to the curriculum if they are not already included in the teaching materials. And go to the business owners, and if the businesses in your area that are carrying bath salts, and let them know how dangerous they are in your product liability, and that they are likely to face in the event of injury or death of one of their customers. Now, businesses that carry bath salts may not be easily swayed by your attempts to get their products off the shelves. So consider telling them you're cooperating with the law enforcement, and if they choose to continue selling bath salts, that they could face legal action down the road. If you don't feel comfortable with confronting a business, and if not, at least report the business to your local authorities so that they can be aware of the issue. And contact your congressman and let your congressman know that you're aware of the dangers of synthetic drugs and that you want them to take action to put a stop to it. Now, Congress depends on votes from people just like you to get elected. So if you're serious enough, they will listen. And you can perform a search on the Internet to find out the name and contact information of your state's Congress representatives. Contact the DEA. The Drug Enforcement Agency is fully aware of the dangers of synthetic drugs and bath salts, and they've exercised their power and placed a temporary ban on the three most common substances still used. But still, it can't hurt to let them know that replacement products are available just one day after the emergency ban was and that you don't want this problem to spread any further. To get contact information for the DEA office nearest you, visit www.justice.DEA/contact.info.htm. Also, let your family, friends, and loved ones also know, because anyone is capable of abusing bath salts. Just because someone you know has never used drugs in the past doesn't mean they will have it or won't consider experimenting with synthetic drugs. And that your family, friends, and loved ones know about the risk of bath salts as soon as possible. These drugs are simply too dangerous for anyone to experiment with. They are equally as addictive as heroin and methamphetamine. So what can you do? The very best thing that you can do to help combat the growing epidemic of bath salts, synthetic drugs, is to tell everyone you know about them, and perhaps even let them listen to this show and spread the word for knowledge is power.
I thank y'all for being here tonight. Father God, thank you for this time that you gave us tonight to be able to come together and share with each other, and be able to learn about the dangerous drugs that are attacking our society each and every day, and how we as a society can combat these legally. I ask, Father, that you help keep a hedge of protection around each and every man and woman who goes out and fights the good fight in the attempts of bringing these places down to stop this madness. And I thank you for allowing me this time, Father, and I thank you for allowing me the show each week. And I give you all the glory and honor, for without you, there would be no show, and there would be no me. So I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, once again, I thank y'all for being here tonight, and I look forward to seeing y'all back here next week. So good night. God bless, and enjoy the music.
Days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of. aching guitars, 'cause it doesn't remind me of anything. I like playing in the sand. What's mine is ours. It doesn't remind me of
single on it, 'cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to